And what word would you use to refer to an old person who gets around really well? You could say he's really what?
Active.
Okay. And somebody who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition.
Yes, sir. Nothing else you can put to that.
Okay.
Or lazy, either one. Now you can put sorry or lazy. That answers either one, no question.
And what about a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
That's a woodpecker.
Okay, and how about an insect that jumps around in the dry grass? Can jump way far.
Oh, I can't think of his name. I know what it is, but I can't call his name.
Bigger than a cricket, but...
It's not a stair, is it?
No. Not what I'm thinking of, anyway.
Can't think.
Do you ever call it a hoppergrass or a grasshopper?
Grasshopper.
Have you heard people call it a hoppergrass?
A hoppergrass or either a grasshopper. Either one of them you can call.
Or is he serious?
No, he ain't serious. Mm-mm.
Just as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, she runs after him. And I think if she'd stay away from him, she wouldn't. See, they both go to school at the same place. And when she get off the bus, see, they have to go on the bus. And every evening, the Lord says, she comes home with him. And then he got to walk with her back at 5 o'clock. She catch somebody and go home. She lived at Manassas. And she goes with him. I said, you don't, even if your husband, that's about the only somebody you want to see all the time, day in and day out. You can put yourself on somebody and make yourself common with them.
Yeah.
And she called yesterday and Lewis was gone, so she called me in today and Lewis was gone.
Well, maybe she'll get the hint.
Maybe she will get the hint.
Let's see. What do you call an old, dilapidated old house that some people would say spirits live in?
A raggedy house.
Okay. Do people ever call it anything else?
Piece of house.
Okay, well, if...
They call it an old, what they call it, dilapidated house? They call them that sometimes.
If they're supposed to have ghosts or something like that in them, do they call them something else?
Haint house. Old haint house.
And what do they call the things that are in the haint house?
Haint.
I guess a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. Okay. And some people who are superstitious say that things like black cats walking in front of them can cause them a bad luck. Is there any general term that people like that could use to refer to something that brings bad luck?
I don't think so.
How about if a person brings bad luck? Do they call them?
I don't believe nobody, not everybody have their own opinion about anything. I just don't believe nobody can bring no bad luck on me.
Oh, I don't think so either.
I just got that much belief in the Lord to believe that there ain't no, because I try to put my trust in Him, and I've got enough to believe that ain't nobody can come over the Lord, and if you got God on your side, He ain't gonna let nothing happen to you. It ain't gonna bring no bad luck to you. I think whatever was gonna happen to you, God intended for it to happen to you. That is, if you trust Him and be good. Because I don't think He'd bring nothing. He wouldn't put nothing on you. In fact, still, He still, regardless of who bring it, you ain't gonna put no more than you can bear.
Yeah.
But see, some people believe in such things as that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still do. Okay, what do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
I know what that is, too. Can't think of what it is, but I know what it is, because I know my own name. I'm saying living in adultery.
What?
Adultery. Living in adultery.
What do you call the child, though, who's born?
He's a... Can't think of what that is. I know what it is, but I say it's not on mine. See, something like that's not on my mind.
Oh, sure.
Can't think right this minute.
Some people, we've talked to say illegitimate, some say mm-hmm. bastard or witch cult mm-hmm. or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Illegitimate or either bastard.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Cemetery.